It's Darren McStay here from Improve Your Voice, and today I've been tasked with the challenge of providing a 5-minute tutorial on how to give the perfect pitch. And in order to give you a framework that you can use in order to adapt to your own pitches, I've developed a method that I call PIA, or P-I-A. The P stands for preparation, the I stands for intention, and the A is for action. We shall use PIA in two ways. First, psychologically, and second, physiologically. But in layman's terms, that basically means mentally and physically. We know that to prepare means to make ready. So how, in fact, do we make a pitch ready? First, we've got to look at what a pitch is, right? We need to know what it's for, what it's about, the subject matter. What's the outcome we want? Who is it for? How long is it? What time of day is it going to be? And believe me, that last one is far more important than you think. So in order to mentally prepare, we need to answer all the questions. The who, what, when, where, how, and why. And that's according to whatever you are pitching, which is going to be different for all of us. Next, let's look at how preparation relates to our bodies. To prepare physically, we must be aware that as speakers, as humans, as physiological machines, we need to make sure that our instrument, our body, is aligned and able to give the intentions, ideas, and emotions across that we want to. We've done our mental preparation, so we now know what it is we're doing and who it's for and all the whys and wherefores, but we have to make sure that we're able to perform that. So in order to get physically prepared, I'd suggest you follow these three main rules. One, be hydrated the day before. Not on the day, not 20 minutes before you've got to go up and speak, the day before. If you take in water, your body can absorb it and have time to be ready, because adrenaline can dry you up. And if you leave it too late, then it will take over and you'll get a sticky mouth and you'll feel dry and it'll be difficult to speak. Drink loads of water the day before. I haven't got time to go into the details of this, but do it. It works. Trust me. Get hydrated. Two, and possibly the most important step you can take to improve your pitch and to get it to the best it can be, is this. Practice connecting to your breath. At the end of this video, I'm going to leave you a breathing exercise that's going to help you connect with your breath and take air in deeper. What happens when you have this knowledge, when you're able to do this, is whenever you get stuck, if things get a bit fearful or you forget what you're saying, you can just allow the air to drop in. Which gives you some time, you slow down your heart rate, you can reconnect with what you have to say, and you can feel calmer in your mind. This is invaluable. So at the end of this video, I'll show you how to connect with your breath and give you an exercise. I want you to try that out with your team 20 minutes before you give your pitch. Reconnect as a team with this breathing exercise, and when you go out there to deliver, reconnect with this. And at any time, you should feel your heart rate going up and your breath changing. Concentrate, bring it back down. Because when you control your breath, you can control your thoughts and the story that you're telling. Three, now this one should be obvious, but it's also very important. Warm up your body. You're a performer. You're using this instrument, your body, as a tool, and it needs to be limber and ready to work. You're going to be speaking. Speaking is a physical deed. So you must make sure that you've done some stretching, pulled some silly faces, all the stuff that gets your articulation working for you. Now, a great little exercise to sharpen up that articulation you can do straight before you go on is to do this. Take your little finger, put it in between your teeth, and go through either some tongue twisters or go through the whole pitch with your little finger in your mouth. Okay? If you do that, what will happen is you'll start working the inside articulators of your mouth, and when you speak, when you finally get there, you will be crisper and easily understood. This is very important, especially when you're performing, speaking to other people. So that's preparation covered. The next part is I for intention. Mentally, intention is the consideration of what you intend to offer. This is your main how of delivery. This is contemplating your audience, what you plan to give, not what you want, but what you are offering. I mean, the whole idea of to pitch is to throw it out there, to give, to offer, to pass it on, not to take. What are you giving by way of incentive, value, entertainment, or encouragement? Be very clear on this one, because it's going to inform how you take action when you give your pitch. Physically, intention is more with dynamics and your body in time and space. Whether you are a team or an individual, your physical presence in a space is storytelling. It's you being aware of how you are perceived. Not just what you're giving, but how others will subconsciously be viewing you. And sometimes it's hard not to be stereotyped and judged for the way we look. I mean, look at me, I've been an actor professionally for 12 years now. I always get cast as the bad guy, so maybe if I was pitching, I wouldn't be a great face for baby food products. That's all I'm saying. People already have an idea about what I might be like and project their fears and thoughts and archetypes on top of me. I can't help that. So maybe in your team, it's worth going through to see who might be the best face of your company. Maybe they're at the front, even if they're not doing all the speaking. These are things to consider, but ultimately, if you want to neutralize the way that other people see you, here's a little tip. Before you go on, pick exactly where every team member will stand. And when it's your turn, walk directly to that spot, turn to face your audience, keep your feet hip-width apart, feet facing forward, tuck your pelvis under, relax your shoulders, relax your belly, breathe deeply, sync up with the rest of your team with the breathing exercise that comes at the end of this video, and then we'll move into actions. A is for action. Now, mentally and physically, this means be prepared beforehand to choose a verb, a doing something. How you're actually going to affect the person you're speaking to. Make something happen. Now, we all know that you want to get investment, or you want to get interest, or you want to get teammates. We all know what you want from the person. But of course, focusing on what you want isn't offering any value. So what you want to do is, behind the words that you should have crafted by now from your preparation and your intention, you're going to put a verb, an action word, behind the text that you use. Anything you speak has to be forward and towards your audience. It's giving them something. Always, this is how to give the perfect pitch, not how to take things away from a pitch, not how to get money, not how to get investment. This is how to give. Choosing a verb before you start will A, take you out of your head and put your focus towards your audience. It will also activate a keener sense of listening to your audience, because again, you're no longer focused inside your own mind. You're focused on what you're giving. Some examples of this are to flirt, to tease, to encourage, to mesmerize, to encapsulate. Go through the dictionary or thesaurus and find some words that provide an action that will back up your words and give more intention and create greater emotion in the delivery of what you're saying. What you're saying and how you deliver what you're saying do not have to be the same thing. Have your words, have your text worked out, but deliver them with an action that means something on a visceral level. This is how you will connect with your audience, and this is how you will give the perfect pitch. Okay, I think my time is up now. So here's the breathing exercise that you're going to do together as a team, that you're going to practice every opportunity you get. On the base of your back, just above your coccyx, your tailbone, is a part of your body which is the first part of your body formed in the womb. It's known as the sacrum. I need you to use your imagination that every time you breathe in air through your nose, the air goes directly to that spot. Use your imagination now. It goes down to the base of your back. And as it hits the base of your back, it fills up your entire torso as if there were a balloon inside your torso expanding. So as you breathe in, allow the air to drop in and the balloon to expand. But using your imagination, next time you breathe out, again, the balloon expands. Breathe in, the balloon expands. Breathe out, imagine the balloon expanding. And every time you do this exercise, I want you to see how big you can get the balloon. The bigger that you get the balloon, the more energy you're going to have physically and mentally, and the more confident you're going to feel. Because A, you would have fed your body with the vital nutrients it needs, and B, you would have opened up some more deeper relaxation in your body, which will come across as relaxation, which is much easier to watch than tension. Breath is fundamental to the voice, and fundamental to how well you pitch yourself. This has been such a brief video, and I've given you so much information that I hope you're able to take something away with it. If you want to see more, just come and visit my channel at Improve Your Voice. I'm Darren McStay. This is Improve Your Voice.